All right, welcome back. I'm Jeff Donofrio, President and CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan. Lloyd and I are now being joined by State Representative Ann Boland, who chairs the House Appropriations Committee. Rep. Boland has the heavy task of completing Michigan's annual budget, and Ann, I know it's a busy time, so thanks for being here.
Yep, thanks for having me. Good morning.
So you're in the thick of negotiations. We know that the budget is due by July 1st. Tell us about the prospects of getting it done, and what's your North Star in this process? What helps guide you in terms of making sure we're spending our tax dollars wisely?
Well, number one, it's driven by my obligation to protect the taxpayers and deliver a fiscally responsible and sustainable budget. I think we can do it by July 1st if people are willing to get around the table and really make tough decisions and what's better for people across the state of Michigan.
Representative, when you look at Michigan's biggest challenges, I mean, growing our population and a competitive economy, kids who can and read, where can a budget actually move that needle? What are you prioritizing this year?
Well, there are a lot of things to prioritize. Number one is we have to cut the waste and make room for continued investments in education, jobs in the economy, our infrastructure. We have a lot of challenges ahead of us. You mentioned one, and that's the population shift. Not only are we losing population, but we have an aging population. So what can we do to secure our future? Make sure our kids can be educated here, strong business climate to make sure people are attracted to working here. And that includes making life more affordable, rolling back the regulations, reducing property taxes, income tax, all these things strengthen the economy. And when people are working, we know that everything is better. Our streets are safer, our kids are learning, families are together, and we can deliver.
You know, it's you talk about education, you talk about job creation, you talk about income, and we know that other states have been growing faster in those things than Michigan. Michigan's fallen to 44th in fourth grade reading. We do a lot of benchmarking at Business Leaders for Michigan of what's working in other states. When you look at policies across the country, you know, what do you say, gosh, this should be done here, and we're going to use the budget to help get there?
Well, I think number one is I like benchmarks, too. But we don't have a lot of accountability here in the state of Michigan. You know, we've pretty much eliminated the accountability measures in education, third grade reading, A through F grade scale. Those are the things that work across the nation. That's going to make us more competitive in holding ourselves accountable. We do it in our own homes with our own budgets, with, you know, we're raising our kids. There are rules and guidelines to follow, and the state shouldn't be any different.
Representative, in next segment, we'll be talking with Jen Flood, the governor's budget director, who's on the other side of this negotiation from you. Michigan's a purple state, and we talk a lot about finding common ground. When it actually comes to landing a budget, where do you find that common ground with the other side, and where does it sometimes get hard?
Well, it gets difficulty when we have different priorities, but I will say that we delivered a bipartisan budget with resounding support both in the House and the Senate last year. And partner at the table was Jen Flood as a state budget director, and I think we'll do that again. This is my eighth year in the legislature. Only two of those years did we not work on a bipartisan manner, and those 2 years is when there was a Democratic trifecta. We blew through a $9 billion surplus. So I think the reality is that we have to come together at the table and produce a responsible budget.
You know, find that common ground is so important. And, certainly I think whenever I talk to someone, a state representative, a state senator, a governor, you know, they oftentimes start with the belief that everybody on the other side of the aisle, they want the same things. We just have maybe different ideas. And so, you know, appreciate that ability for you to find common ground together. Has it gotten harder or has it gotten easier?
Well, I think that, last year was a challenge. And so I would think that this year be a little bit easier. We found a couple of things in the budget as we went combed through it last year, line by line. And, we came to the table and it was recognized that we had a surplus of funded employees or ghost employees. We found that the work projects were getting out of control. This year, we took an approach where we actually looked at actual spends over the last 3 years, and we found that if we actually budgeted based on actual spends, we could save the state $2 billion. So those are the areas that I think that we'll find common ground on. I don't think we have to gut it to cut it. We just have to reset our priorities.
And, you know, Michigan has been dealing with population stagnation for years. And from your perspective, Representative, what are the most, you think, overlooked reasons people are choosing to leave or stay in the state?
Well, I think affordability is a big factor in people leave for that reason. And I think that people return or stay here because, you know, we're in the Midwest. People like to be with their families. And keeping families close together is, I think, a real strength of ours here in Michigan and a real desire for people to stay with their families. And so I think that's important. But we're not going to keep people here if we don't have a strong job climate. We aren't training our workers properly. You know, we have to rebuild our education system. As you mentioned, we dropped continue investments in infrastructure. We have a beautiful state that has a lot to offer, and we need to climb to the top again.
We've got to get to that top 10 status. And, you know, before you were in Lansing, you were a township clerk, and those local elected officials are so important to our communities. You know, you started this this contest for an I Voted sticker. How did that come about?
Well, that came about because, you know, when people vote, they love their I Voted sticker. And people who vote by absentee vote or ballot, you know, they're always like, I didn't get my I Voted sticker. So this is an opportunity. And so the Bureau of Elections through the Department of State has been doing this I Voted sticker contest for students across the state of Michigan to participate in. So they submit their artistic drawings for the I Voted sticker, how they feel, you know, what represents Michigan. And so there's a committee that selects, narrows it down to, I think, 20, and then the people vote on it. And so we'll have a winner. I have posted this. I hope people will participate in it because it's a great challenge. It's a great way to bring people together.
Representative Ann Boland, who chairs the House Appropriations Committee, we appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You as well. And coming up next, we're going to talk to her counterpart in the budget process, Jen Flood, who is the state budget director. That's up next here on 760 WJR. It's JR Morning.